Today's daf in Zvachim is daf Kuf Gimel. We're holding right at the top at that Halakha Mishnah. Kol shelo zachah mizbeach bifsara, lo zachu kohanim ba'ora. Wherever the mizbeach was not zoche in the basar of the korban olam, when we say it wasn't zoche in the basar, it doesn't mean that nobody brought it up to the mizbeach. That's not zechut in the basar. Zechut in the basar means that it gets the right to the basar. Which means that if we're saying it wasn't Zoch, it means that there was a psul before the Zrikat Adam. So it was never a moment in which this Basar was roi for the Mizbeach. In such a case, the Kohanim were not Zoch in the or of that Ola either. Shne'emar, Olat Ish. When it says Olat Ish, or Ha'Ola Sherik Rav Lakohen Lo Yiyeh, it means an Ola that was Ola La'ish. In other words, it actually had worked. And the only thing that defines that moment of working for the Ish is the Zrikat Adam. And we'll see later on, that doesn't mean that it has to be Eila L'Shem Chova L'Ish. That's a different issue. But it needs to be something that would be mityaches to the individual that brought it, and it was kosher. Ola, shenishketa shelo lishma, afa pi shelo alta l'baalim, still, as we'll see the reason in the pasuk, it's still ora l'kohanim, because the baser was zeich. And that's why we put it in this fashion. Instead of putting it in terms of the ish, we put it in terms of being kosher l'mizbeach. Echad olat ha'ish, v'echad olat ha'isha, the word ish, ha'kohen ha'makrivet olat ish, la'kohen lo yeh, does not mean ish v'lo isha. There's no difference. Orotehem la'kohanim, we'll see the reason for that word ish in the Gemara. Orot kochim kalim, just like the ba'alim are zochet to the basar of kochim kalim, so they bring a shlobim or teida, that goes to whoever owns the basar. Orot kochim kochim, other than the ola, are also to the kohanim, as a kal v'chomer. Uma imola, where the kohanim are not zoche in the basar, they're nonetheless zachu ba'ora'ah. Kodshei kodashim, where they were zoche in the basar, eno dinji yizku ba'ora'ah, they should certainly be zoche in the or. Now don't try to tell me, ein mizbeach yochiach. Don't say, well, the mizbeach proves otherwise, because the mizbeach is zoche in the basar of the oila, and nonetheless it wasn't zoche in the or of the oila. So maybe kachem kachem is the same thing. The kohanim are zoche in the basar, the kachem kachem, but they're not zoche in the or, just like the mizbeach. No. Because ein lo or b'chol makom. The point is over there, that doesn't prove anything. Because the mizbeach b'chalal doesn't have shechut to or, so it wasn't given the or. No. But if the kohanim are given the or somewhere, I mean, keep it in that set. So if they're given the or even where they don't have the basar kosher king, they should be given the or where they do have the basar.
Never
has the or under any possible circumstances. Turn her up on it. Olat ish. When we say olat ish, we don't mean prat olat isha. We mean ish in the sense of an individual. And therefore comes to exclude prat lo olat hegdesh. We'll see what that means in a moment. What do we mean exactly by olat hegdesh? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, an ish means prat lo olat geirim, an individual. And we'll see what olat geirim means either. Now let's start from the beginning. You said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means prat lo olat hegdesh. What is the case? Om Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, the case is prat lo ola that comes from the motarot. Wherever you have an asham, where the equivalent chatat would have died, so we have tumurat asham, asham shemetu ba'alav, asham shechipru ba'alav ba'acher, all the cases that would have been the chamesh chatot ha-mitot, the din is that the asham yera'u, and wait until it gets a moon, and then yimacher, and then you would bring the money of that leftovers, which called motarot, because anyway you're going to have to bring the carbon from something else. That is comes to a nedava, which is called the kayetz hamizbeach. Kayetz hamizbeach is like a dessert that's given for the mizbeach, and that is not an individual's ola at all. That becomes what is called the nedava of a tzibor, so that the nesachim are paid for by hegdesh. There's no din of smicha and so on, which means that the olat ish as an individual excludes korbanot that are olot tzibur in the sense of a nedava tzibur. Now, this is all very nice, says the Gemara, if you hold that indeed motarot are given for the kayetz hamizbeach. So, han yichalaman yomer motarot are given l'nidvat tzibur asli, fine. But what about according to the Man D'Omer, who holds that motarot are used for the carbon of the individual who owned the asham in the first place? So he himself brings the oil, and he does do smich, and he pays for the nesachim, and he can check it himself, and so on and so forth. So according to him, how would we explain the words olat ish prat olat hekdesh? What's it referring to? Well, it means the same thing, but for a different reason. It's not because it's an individual. It's because or ha'ola. Remember when Rava said that the meaning is, where we learned out the pasuk, v'arach oleha ha'ola, that proves to me that nothing can come before the tamid shel shachar, because ha'ola, that ola has got to be the initial ola, the first ola of the day. Well, over here it means the same thing. The first ola. Not the first ola of the day, obviously, but the first ola in the sense of the primary ola. Not a secondary ola that it started off as an asham, and then it had been translated through re'iyah into money, and now you brought, that's a secondary ola. And then that's not a primary, and therefore it's not called ha'ola. Rabbi Yaivu Omar, in the name of Rabbi Yanai, I don't know what you guys are getting all hung up about. It's really very, very straightforward. The idea of an olat ish, you want to talk about where we would find an ola that would be considered to be not belonging to a particular person. I'll tell you, it's very simple. It would be a case where somebody had an ola, okay, and now he said, I'm giving this ola to the Berakabait. So he's matfis olato, he has a carbon ola, gives it to the Berakabait. Now, there's a machlokus over there in Tmura, about what the din is of Amat Visola, the Berakabait. So the Shita of Ula is that, look, there's really nothing much that he can do in terms of giving the Berakabait, but the level of Kedusha of the Berakabait that is involved is the fact that the Gizborim can insist that it be paid for before they let it go to the Mizbeach. And you have to pay for it. And Ula says, but that is only Midrabanan, that in actuality they don't really owe anything. Now that means that there's the other Man D'Omer holds that there is, in fact, a halacha even dioraita, that there's a tefis of kedusha the berakabayit, and you would have to actually pay for it midioraita. And therefore, it's not considered to be over here, if it was shechted without that pidyon, it's not considered to be the olat ish, it's considered to be the ola of hegdesh. And what I'm saying is that this is not really dependent in the machloket at all, because the truth is that even according to the Man D'Omer, that in fact, that's for sure. If an oil that was given to a Berakabait actually has Kedushat Berakabait Midiorite, then you're going to have to first be potet before you can even be makrivit. I mean, definitely according to him, if you weren't potet, the Kedushat are not going to be Zeche in the oil because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Hegdash, and the Torah never gave Hegdash's. Well, that's for sure. That would be true. But the truth is, even according to the Man D'Omer, who holds that it's really not Tovis Midiorite, and it's just that we're asking you to be paid at Midrabonin. So if you Man D'Omer lo tafsi, but what would not be Tovis? What would not be Tovis is that the Berakabait can't now sink its teeth into something that is meant to be eaten by the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was Zoche in it. But the Mizbeach was not Zoch in the Or at all, was it? The Mizbeach was only Zoch in the Basar. So therefore, Afilu Man D'Omer lo tafsi, Hanei Mili Basar, where a person can't be take off the Shibud that the Basar Eila has to the Mizbeach and give it to the Berakabait, which is not in his hands to do. But when it comes to the Or, which the Mizbeach never had a portion in, and anyway, it would have gone to the Kohanim. In that case, the Kedushat Berakabait is Tofes the Or, before the Kohanim are, and because of that, the Kohanim are not Zocha, because this is not considered to be Olat Ish, even according to Man D'Omer.
V'chein Omer Reb Nachman Omer Rabba Bar Avua, Prat Lo Olah Ba'amin HaMotarot. Now Reb Nachman, he followed the sheet of Reb Yehuda, in which is Prat Lo Olah Tegdesh. And Reb Amnuna, Omer Lev Reb Amnuna to Reb Nachman, how can you follow that sheet? You're going over your Aliba, the sheet of Reb Yehuda, right? Who said, Olat Ish, Prat Lo Olah Tegdesh. The problem is, Reb Yehuda himself had Charata from that. How do I know Reb Yehuda had Charata? Because we see in a Braita that there was a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, in which Rabbi Nechemiah pointed out to Rabbi Yehuda, this doesn't make any sense, this Shita, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't respond. Apparently he was makabel. The case over there was like this. We were talking about the 13 shofarot, so the large tzedakah boxes that were there in the Azara, six of which were for the Nidvat, Ola, Haba'amin HaMotarot, This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So 6 out of the 13, there was a lot of money because there's always money coming in for the olas, for Kayetz HaMizbeach from Motrot HaShem. And they had to be kept separate because we needed the din over there was Shaloyu Kohanim Zakoyim Ba'ora. Those korbonas were not given to the Kohanim. It belonged to Agadish. They were Rabbi Yehuda. Omar lo Rabbi Nehemiah. Now herein, we find that Rabbi Nehemiah points out to Rabbi Yehuda that that doesn't work. So say it was Rabbi Shimon who said it to him. But what he said to him was, look, there's a famous ancient drush of Yehoyada Kohen, which is a Beferisha Mishnah. And what you're saying is Mavata the drush of Yehoyada Kohen. So it can't be Talta Midrashosha Yehoyada Kohen. She said, it's not. It says in the Mishnah. Zem Midrash, the following drasha from a pasuk, this is the Mishnah Shkolim, Dorash Yehoyada HaKohen, that when it says in the pasuk, the Asham Hu, Asham Asham LaHashem, what is that telling you? Asham Asham LaHashem seems to be saying that anything which is called Sheba Mishum Chatat Umishum Asham, that it's LaHashem, Yilakach Bo Olot, and therefore there has to be an element that's LaHashem, which is the pasuk. The Basar, indeed, is LaHashem, but the Orah is LeKohanim, because otherwise, it can't mean literally LaHashem, because it says, the Asham LaKohen, it says, Kechatat Asham, Torah Achat Yelahem, which means that it has to be that the Or of the Asham should go to the Kohen. So how could it say LaHashem? Therefore, it must be that we're meant to reach a compromise, as you're going to agree, between these two psukim. That indeed, the Basar goes to Hashem. How can the Basar of an Asham go to Hashem? Must be we're referring to the Motarot of the Asham. And indeed, the only way that the Basar can go to Hashem is you buy a kite from his Mizbeach. Then Oila has the Basar that goes to Hashem. But since it says to us, Kechatat Ke'asham, that means that the Kohen has to get something. Must be the Kohen gets the Or, because anyway, the Mizbeach is never Zeicha in the Or. So, if that's the case, it makes no sense for you to learn that the meaning of Olat Ish is Prat Olat Hekdesh in the sense of Motarot to follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda if Rabbi Yehuda himself didn't hold of his own sheet. We see that he had no answer to Rabbi Nehemiah or Rabbi Shimon's Taina. Okay, so how do you learn it? Lamar b'may mukim lafi. Tell me, I can't learn it like Rabbi Yehuda because of the drush of Yehoyada Kohen. So how do you understand the meaning of the word Olat Ish? Omar leis Rabbi Nuna said to Rabbi Nachman, look, I've got a very simple case that covers this whole thing. I say it's really a function of somebody who was Magdish as Nechasim, and in those Nechasim we had various things. We had some things like TV sets and freezers, which would be Nogea the Bedek Abayit, but we also had Korbanot Tminim, animals rather, Tminim, that would be Shayach to be Korbanot, and they could go to the Mizbeach. Now we know that there's a rule that whatever is Shayach the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach never drops its claim on it. The question is a machloket about whether the intention of the person was magdish in that case, whether the intention is to give everything to Bedek Abayit, because that's the norm of Stam when you give a donation like that of your property to the Bedek Abayit, or whether you have in mind to be chaylik your kedoshav. In other words, that you have in mind that those things that could be on the Mizbeach are actually initially given to the Mizbeach. And that makes a big difference in how we're going to act. And I'm saying, Rabbi Yoshua, if you take a look at the Mishnah in Shkalim, Tetzanan, HaMagdish Nechasav, somebody gives a general donation of all of his property to Hekdesh. Now, in that property was included Behemoth, meaning Tumot, that were Ruuyot, the Gabi Mizbeach. Whether they were Zecharim, the Kevot, or both types, Rabbi Eliezer says, look, the Zecharim, which could be used as an Oila, shall be sold as an Oila, because even though you didn't give it to the Mizbeach to be brought to the Mizbeach, but once it's the Mizbeach's business, as we said, the Mizbeach doesn't let go. So therefore, sell it for the usage of the Mizbeach. And the money indeed, I mean over there, that's the halacha, the klal in technical language is kol ha-ra'ui le-mizbeach, in a yotzi b'day Mizbeach le-olam. So you sell it now for purposes of the Mizbeach, because for that much the Mizbeach has defined it, but it itself was not given to the Mizbeach, and then the money goes to the Bedek Abayit, which was your intent. So Demayim Yiplu, together with the TV sets and the freezer, Himshana Chasim LeBedek Abayit. But Rabbi Yeshua says, no, a person is actually Cholek his Nechasim for Hegdash, and therefore his intent was that those things that could be given to the Mizbeach, they'd actually be given directly to the Mizbeach, in which case, according to Rabbi Yoshua, these Zecharim Atzmam Yikravu Olot, And the nekevot that are not royal ela yimachru letzarchei shlamim, because you can't bring a nekeva to the mizbeach for an ela, and the mizbeach itself is not makabel a kedusha for the mizbeach which isn't an ela. So use the money to buy others. Yaviba demayim olot, and those olot would be a din of kayetz hamizbeach. And now, everything else, which he was machalik, in his mind, he kept them separate, he meant them to go to Beit HaKabayit, the Shanachasim Yiplu to Beit HaKabayit. So Rabbi Amnuna is explaining, now, it's true that Rabbi Yeshua said that an Adam is cholek ekdesho, and therefore he means that what goes to Mizbeach should be the Mizbeach, and in which case, why isn't this a typical korban that he himself was giving to the Mizbeach? If we're bringing it l'shem olot, and we're going to be makriv it for the guy who gave it as an ela, because he was chelek hekdeshav. And therefore, the issue over here is that you'd think that I'm making a mistake, right? Because I'm saying that this is a typical ela. That's what it boils down to. Ah, but you see, it doesn't really. Because ani mile, where do we say that roi l'mizbeach, the Beit HaKabayit was never teifes anything, because the man is chelek, that's dafka when it comes to the basar, which was meant to be on the mizbeach. But if you're talking about the or, which anyway never goes to Mizbeach, why would that be given to Kedushat HaMizbeach? That indeed should be given to the Beit HaKabayit. Even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Therefore, I'm saying even in that case, it's not called an Olat Ish. The Kohanim are therefore not Zoche in the Or HaOlah. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant after he had Charata. Now, that is what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Velo Olat Hekdesh.
Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the meaning of Ish is not Prat Olat Hekdesh. The meaning of Ish is Prat Olat Gerim. As far as I know, says Rabbi Simar Bachil Koyl Ravina, the only people who hold that a ger is not human are Syrians. But, I mean, anybody else holds that a ger is an Ish. So why is it that it says over here, Prat Lager, Otu Ger is not called a human? I don't understand what that means. You tell me Ish? Otu Ger Lav Ishu? Oh my, no, it doesn't mean Prat Lager. It means Prat Lager Shemeit Ve'in Lo Yorshim. Point over here is, he was Bechayev to bring an Eila. Fine. So now the din is if somebody dies, he has a fee for bringing an Eila. There's money in his estate. The Yorshim bring with his money, they bring that Eila. The problem is, there are no Yorshim. And what's the din of the Nichse Hager? So Nichse Hager belong essentially to a Hekdesh. If that's the case, the din is coming to tell me, since it's not considered to be an Ish, it has no Baalim, in that case, it's not given to the Kohanim. Only the Ola of an Ish is given to the Kohanim. That's how I understand the Pshat. Tana Rabbanan, Olat Ish. So let's take that from the top. I mean, on the surface, that would mean Dafka de Olat Ish, not Olat Isha. I mean, so then, how indeed would I know Olat, take out the word Gerim, Olat Nashim, she's not a male. Avadim, is that considered to be a free Ish? So maybe they're not included? Minayin. Talmud Lomar, or Ha'ola. What do you have to say, or Ha'ola? You're saying, Ha'kohen, Ha'makriv et Olat Ish, or Ha'ola Asheri Kriv. Just say, or Asheri Kriv. You're talking about Olat Ish. So when you add, or Ha'ola Asheri Kriv, that's a total ribui. So it's saying, look, I don't care what it is. Any or of Ola is riba. Okay, so then obviously the meaning of the word Olat Ish has got to be something else. So what is the point of the word Olat Ish for Marbe any Ola? Ah, Ola She'alta Ish. The point over here is that there shouldn't be a psul in the Zrika. But if there was a psul in the Zrika and the Ola was never Ola Le'ish, so then, Prat L'Nishchata, Chutzal Zmana, Chutzal Bekema. In that case, you should know, the Mizbeach wasn't Zoyecha through the Zrika, the Kehanim were not Zoyecha Be'Oira. Now, since you're defining the entire thing in terms of Ola She'ola La'ish, that rings very strongly to me of Ela She'lo Olu L'Shem Balim L'Shem Chova, the very first mention in the Masechta. So in other words, if it would be She'lo L'Shma, it wasn't Ola La'ish. So why does the Mishnah say Kol She'lo Zachah Mizbeach? Bivisar has nothing to do with the Mizbeach. It should have to do with Eilas Ish. Here is the crux of the issue that we've been searching for the whole time. Therefore, Yocho Shani Marbeh, Shenishkata Shalol Lishma, even though it's perfectly kosher, and it would certainly be Zoch HaMizbeach, nonetheless, maybe it should be telling me the Kohenim are not Zerchli Or because it wasn't Eila to the Ish. It's another. The Kohen has responsibility to do this right. He's Male et Leish with the proper Kavonas and Lishma, he's Zerchli the Or. No? Then there's a fine, so to speak. Kohenim are not Zerchli Or. That's the way I would read the pasuk. How do I know not to read it like that? You should say that indeed, lo yu ha-kohanim,
Zochen to the or, zaka'in ba'ora. No, that doesn't work either. Because Talmud lomar, or ha'ola, under any circumstances. Mikom akom. So it is not a function of the ish. It's still a function of the or ha'ola. So the only way to understand it is, ola in terms of having been ola lahalaka, not to the credit of the individual is bringing it to potter him from his neder and the dofa. That's not the issue. It's neder, rather. That's not the issue.
Is it the same thing? You do halakhim properly and then the person...
No, of course not. Shalom lishma. He's a perfectly kosher carbon, but he still owes another one in its place. That's the first Mishnah, right? That's exactly the case we're coming to address.
Whose fault is that it's lo lishma?
It's irrelevant. Of course it is.
The coin.
Yeah. It's only the coin.
What
can you do? I mean, it's not the chet, it's maskir. It's a different issue. I mean, and by the way, it's all metaphorical, because it's not really his. I mean, it just goes into the pile.
Yeah,
and it's it's b'chulak, obviously. But anyway, now, you would think that means dafka ola. It says or ha-ola, specifically. How about the or of other kachikach? Minayin? Talmud lomar? Now, you'll notice our Mishnah didn't have that problem. Our Mishnah said, Orot kachik kachim minayin kavachomer. Ma'im ayala shelo zachu bakanim ba'ora, nonetheless, b'sara, azachin ba'ira koshkin, other kachik kachim. The Bright, however, asks, how do we see in the Pasuk that there's zeicha, Talmud lomar, or ola asher hikriv? Asher hikriv means anything at all that he's makriv. Because the whole thing is extra. You started off with the words, hakohen ha-makriv et olat ish. And then you repeat, or ha-ola asher hikriv la-kohen. Obviously asher hikriv, that's what the subject was of the sentence. Must be, therefore, if we need to use the subject as an adjective of the object, it must be that what we're really saying is that it has to be any asher hikriv. That's the point. Yes, that which went up on the mizbeach of any sort that he was makriv. Doesn't mean literally an eilah. So if that's the case, it should be marbe even kachin kalim, that the coin. It's also asher hikriv. Talmud lomar, no, that's why it says ola. Otherwise, you could stop saying asher hikriv. So in other words, we're trying to strike a balance of things similar to eilah, which were korav agave mizbeach. What is that balance? To use the eilah as the model. So ma ola kachin kadashim, avko kachin kadashim. So this is the Tanakhama, not like our Mishnah, who learns it from a Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Yishmael is the author of that Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Or Ha'ola Eli Ela Ha'ola. Orot Kachi Kachi Minayin, it's a Kal Vachomer. V'dinu. Uma Ola Shalo Zachu Bivsara. Zachu Ba'ora. Other Kachi Kachim, where all of which the Kohanim were Zocha Bivisora. Isn't it obvious that there would be Zocha Ba'oran? Now here we see the full version of what the Mishnah simply sticks into one word, Ve'ina Mizbeach Mochia. But here we ask, why not say Mizbeach Yochia? Let the very fact that the Mizbeach is Zoche Be'Basar and not Zoche Be'Or be itself the proof that Zechia of Basar does not necessarily give you any rights to Or. And therefore it's irrelevant that in other Kachik Adashim, the Kayan is Zoche to the Basar. No, that doesn't prove anything. Because the Mizbeach, again, is not part of the set of those who are Zoche in Or. We're talking about, if you are part of the set who is Zoche Be'or Be'Basar, when are you Zoche Be'or? It's a Kal Vachomer. That if you've already been Zoche Be'Basar, you're definitely going to be Zoche Be'or, because Or is a broader Zechia than Basar is, even for an Eila, you're Zoche in the Or. That's the point. So Malam is Be'er Shekein Lo Zecha B'Miktzat. The Mizbeach never is Zoche Be'or. So you don't. There's no point in even mentioning it in this context. But Tomar B'Kohanim, who clearly are part of the set of Zechia Be'or, because they're Zoche in some cases, it's a given that they're Zoche for the Or Ha'ola, so therefore Or Zoche B'Miktzat. We now have the Kal Vachomer to tell me they're Zoche under all circumstances. Zoche B'Kuleyam. Rebbe Omer? Rebbe says, you guys have everything backwards. Everything is backwards. Why? The reason that the Pasuk mentions Ora Ola is because that's the only case that it would have thought that they don't get them. Use Ora Ola as the source for Kachi Kachi. Kachi Kachi are given. And I'll explain to you in a minute why. The reason the Torah has to tell us that even the Or Ha'ola, the Kohen is Zocha, is because with the Or Ha'ola, I might have thought, since he wasn't given any rights to the Basar, he wasn't given any rights to the Or. Comes on the Basar to say, nonetheless, the only thing the Mizbeach got was the Basar, but the Or remains in the hands of the Kohanim. But I mean, it's completely upside down to say, and that proves that other Kachim, the Kohen gets the Or. Of course the other Kachim, that was what we started with. Kolatzma lo hutzrachnu, elo lo Or Ha'ola bilvad. Because the rule of thumb is that b'chol makom ba'or mahalek achar habos. By definition, take a look. You have Purim ha'nisrafim, Seirim ha'nisrafim. What's the din? Hein ve'orotehem are nisrafim imam. They're burned. So hein nisrafim. And that's the only thing that it says. Nonetheless, orotehem are nisrafim imahem. You have a chatas. You have an ashem. Zivcheshame tzibur. It's all a matanala kohen. Completely. Now, you do whatever you want. I don't care what you do. How do I know? Because there was no mitzvah of hefshet. When it came to the Eilah, the Torah says, strip the skin. So now I know, okay, then that means that there's two separate issues. But if I'm giving it to the Kohen without a din of hefshet, so then that means they can do whatever they want. You want to use the or? Go right ahead. Go be mafshet the or. You want to put this whole thing onto a barbecue together with the or and hold it like that, munch on it. And eat it like that, I don't care, lo ratzu. You don't feel like doing hefshet, ochlim otam agave oran. The same thing is true with Kachim Kalim. Did you see ever the Torah said you have to be mafshet the or? He gave it a din, a separate din, and never gave it a separate din. He didn't even talk about the or, because the or is ancillary to the basar. So the balim do what they want. They want to be mafshet the or, fine. Be mafshet the or, use it for make a wallet. You want to eat it in a barbecue together with ochlim otam agave oran. I don't care. So I wouldn't ever have thought that I needed an indication of the Torah about what to do with the or if the Torah doesn't tell me to be mafshet the or. The first case that I have, and the only case that I have, where I have a concern that needs to be addressed is the or ha'oila. So now I come along to the oila. The Torah says, hifshita the or. So now what do I do? I'm mafshet the or, nitako tal entache. I put the butzer on the mizbeach and you're leaving me hanging it. And what do you do with the or? So they just return it to Egdash and they sell it. I don't know. So there, I mean, I didn't see that the Kohanim were given anything over there, and I can't say it's ancillary because the Torah insisted that I take it off. So what do I do? That's why I need the Pasuk to tell me, that's the point in this issue, which you're looking for, is so absurd to say, ah, now we know the Or Ola. How do we know the Orot of other countries? You see how silly that is? We start with the Or of other countries. We only needed the Pasuk because of the Din of Hefshet of an Ola. Now, what is the meaning of those words, lo yihye, specifically, as opposed to whom? Lo yihye, prat l'tful yom v'onein. I'll tell you that the din over there is yochol lo yizku bevasar. If the point is the ro'i l'achila, what does ro'i l'achila, which is the way we came out, what does that have to do with skin? I mean, I understand. If we're talking about giving a person a portion in meat, so obviously it has to be right to eat the meat. There it makes sense that the standard that we're going to measure the chalukah by is whether he is the one that's able to eat that meat. And that's how it came out before. So that's why, when it comes to the or, so I'll say, okay, but there was no limits on or. Anybody can use or. So I would have thought that, okay, yochol lo yizku bebasar. Yes, I understand. I've shown that he doesn't have rights to the basar, but that's because the basar is meant to be eaten. Shulachila. But nonetheless, he's therefore, I need a special rebbe's in the posik of the din, of the skus, of the coin, to the or, lo yeh, only to he who would have been able to eat, and not to the tzvul yom, not to the only, despite the fact that there's no intention of eating anyway. So it's coming to tell me, prat, abakusaki purim, tzvul yom, onin, and so on. So why? I mean, okay, if you don't want to say Rebbe, why don't you agree that it's a Kal V'Chomer? I mean, the Mishnah says it's a Kal V'Chomer. Tanakhama over here goes to this whole limud that we have to say Asher Yikriv is coming to be Mar, but why? What's wrong with the Kal V'Chomer? Typically, Medina, did I say you can't learn it from a Kal V'Chomer? I never said you can't learn it from a Kal V'Chomer. I only darshan to you that the pasuk of the words Asher Yikriv is saying it. Do you think, why? See, your question boils down to, not a question on me. Question boils down to, why does the Torah say it if it's a Kal V'Chomer? And as you know, that's never a question. Because the rule is that milta da'ati b'Kal V'Chomer. Torah v'kotev l'kra. There may be things that can be learned out from a Kal V'Chomer that nonetheless are given a primary source in the actual Torah shebichtav. That's what happened over here. But don't ask me why the Torah wrote it. It wrote it. What you need to ask is, why indeed do other people mention the Kal V'Chomer if the Torah wrote it? So in other words, obviously there's another explanation, which I don't hold up, but there's got to be some other explanation to the words Asher Yikriv, because they shouldn't have been mentioning Kal V'Chomers when there's no point in mentioning the Kal V'Chomer. And that indeed is our next question.
The concept of Kal V'Chomer in Kochim is only
secondary that we can't learn it out. Lamad min halamad. We apply all the initial limud.
Right.
So now, indeed, Rabbi Yishmael, who only mentions the Kal V'Chomer, obviously has another use for the words Asher Yikriv. Okay, what is that other use? That's what bothers me. And that's the real question you should be asking here.
So Asher Hikriv Mayovidle. So he now is using the Asher Hikriv. What is the Asher Hikriv coming to tell me? He says the Asher Hikriv is what's coming to tell me. Prat l'tvu yom b'chutz kippurim v'onim. But I thought we just showed that we can learn that from Lo Yiyeh to tell me that even though he is not dealing with something that requires Taira for Achila, we're talking about Or. Nonetheless, we said Lo Yiyeh, him and only him, meaning him and only him, who was Roy for Achila. So why does he need Asher Hikriv to tell me something, which is understood from the words Lo Yiyeh? This works out beautifully. Because Rabbi Yishmael L'shitato holds that Lo Yiyeh is a requirement for maintaining a Gzeirah Shavah that is Nuyah. Remember that when we learn out one thing from another with a Gzeirah Shavah, we only can learn out something which is logical. But if I can show you that it doesn't make sense to learn out that issue, you need to prove to me that the Gzeirah Shavah also has the power of an additional pasuk, which is called that it was kept free. It's panui. And then if it's panui, then I say, look, the Torah is insisting to apply this as a blanket truth, whether you like it or not, rational. Okay, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that's precisely why we need the Lo Yiyeh to be kept open. So he had to go to Asher Hikriv. Since he needs Asher Hikriv to be Mamayat at Tful Yom, so he can't say Asher Hikriv is coming to tell me any karma. So how indeed do we need it? Do we know any karma? Says Rabbi Yishmael, come on, you know as well as I know. We don't really need Asher Hikriv anyway, because it's a Kalva Chomer. So you don't need to mention the Kalva Chomer because you can talk about Asher Hikriv because you don't have the Gzeirah Shavah that keeps open the Lo Yiyeh. But I, who keep open the Lo Yiyeh, have to use Asher Hikriv, so I only mention the Kalva Chomer. That's all. Where do we see that he needs Lo Yiyeh to be kept open? Yom Rav Yochad, Rishum Rav Yishmael. It says Lo Yiyeh by the Ola, but it also says Lo Yiyeh by Kichatat Ki Asham, Torah Achat Lehem HaKoyin Asher Yechaper Bo Lo Yiyeh, which was part of the problem that Yoyada HaKoyin had to address. How could you say that it's Asham LaHashem if it says Beferish Kechatat Kacham is LaKoyin Lo Yiyeh? Fine. So it comes along now, Rabbi Yishmael, to say, just like it's a given by the Asham, that Lo Yiyeh includes the Atzamot for the Swiss Army knife. Remember, yes, leave off the cross. So just like it includes the Swiss Army knife handle for the Asham, because it's given to him for Lo Yiyeh, whatever he wants, just like the Basar is given to him. So you might have thought, but the Ayla, the Atzamot, are placed on his Mizbeach together with the Basar. I mean, how are you going to now use it for a Swiss Army knife handle? Therefore comes along the Lo Yiyeh to tell me, just like the Asham, the Atzmotav are Mutarim, Afkan Atzmotav Mutarim. This comes to teach me that you can make Swiss Army knives out of the Atzamot of the Olah. Says the Gemara, well, I sure hope that you kept that open. This was in the Braita. Mufni, that better be Mufni, because if not, there's an obvious question on the logic of comparing the Atzamot of an Asham to the Atzamot of an Olah. I mean, vice versa. The Lo Mufni, I can ask you the obvious question. Nikolamifra, Mala Asham, Shekein Basar, Bisaro is Mutar, so therefore the Atzamot are Mutar. Mashenkein the Olah, where the Basar is Asar, the Atzamot would be Asar. And it was on that Rabbi Yishmael was saying, oh yes, of course it's Mufna. I ain't stupid. Lo Yiyeh is Mufna. But if Lo Yiyeh by Ola is Mufna, then it can't be coming to tell me, as the Tanakhama said, therefore I have to switch over to Hamakrivoto. Yes, be Roy to be the Makrivoto. Once I switch over to Makrivoto, I don't have Makrivoto to tell me any old Korban that you're being Makriv. So now I have to go back to my own devices, which of course is the Kalva Chomer, which nobody said I was wrong about. They just said, why bother? But I have very good reason to bother. And now everything works out beautifully. Beautifully. The old problem of the aliens again. It really doesn't matter if those aliens just pulled all of the Atzamos out of that thing. Just look at that. Amazing. Of course, they might have fallen off of the Mizbeach, but that's so prosaic. It was just as a shame to use those kind of Atzamot for a Swiss Army knife. You get an awful lot extra value if you sell those knives as knives whose handles have been taken off of the Mizbeach by aliens. There is, in fact, in the Geneva airport, by the way, in case you'd like to hijack an airplane, this is exactly what you need to do. The aliens arrange for this. So you go through security. Okay. They take away all of your toothpicks and so on. Then you go into the Swiss Army knife thing and you buy a Swiss Army knife and you get on the flight.
Yeah, but the Swiss haven't had a war in so many years.
Speed is also there, though.
Yes, but it could be it was Parker. It could be that aliens took it off. What do you care?
Are you allowed to separate the bones?
It's amazing. His resistance to the aliens is just... No wonder they keep focusing on him. He's the one guy who absolutely refuses to grant them any quarter. Nothing.
Are they allowed, allowed to separate the bones from the meat and put on the meat?
No. The thing is that if it's attached, you're there, but if it became disattached, so then if the bones, once they disattach, you don't put them back on, remember? The Gidim, Plafayim, Atzomais, Karnayim, and so on. If they fell off. It's not only the aliens he's against. He's even against sizzling bones.
He's an accountant, so he's against this calculation.
That makes sense. It's a shamaut. Anyway, listen, you have to practice right now. You can't pass.
Dr. Helik Mishnah.
Kol HaKadashim She'iru Abayim Psul Kodem Lef Shaitan. Now, we were talking about what happens to the ore in a case where there was no Heksher for the Mizbeach of the Basar. So here, we're talking about a case where something happened to, and it seems to be dependent literally in the Hefshet. So in other words, if we were mafshit the or, then there's a psul, so then orotem lakonim, which on the surface sounds like a contradiction to the first Mishnah. Right? The first Mishnah said, no, the Mizbeach has got to be zaychet to the basa. I don't care. If you have the or, I don't care. Anymore, of course, going to ask. So this seems to be giving us a completely different standard. Here, the standard isn't whether the Mizbeach gets the rights to the basar, but rather, if there's some kind of psul, which is machayev, the carbon, to be burned, then you just burn it together with the or, and you do not do hefshet. Which is a completely different question than what happened in the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah, the or, the basar, was separate, and nonetheless, that's what it seems to be saying, even if they were separate, nonetheless, if the zrika doesn't help to give the basar to the Mizbeach, the or, anyway, is not given to the kohen. If, however, the psul happens after the hefshet, then orotehem are lekohanim. Omar Rabbi Chanina Zagana Kohanim, I don't know. I can tell you, never in my life did I ever see or going out to the Beit HaTzrifa. Miyamai Lora Iti or Yotzele Srefa. Once it was or, I mean, I saw things being taken out, entire animals which had the or on them. But you seem to be saying that the Hefshet over here, if La'achar Hefshet, there was a psul, that we would give it to the Kohanim, and I can tell you that indeed never, ever, and we're going to see what the implications are of his statement, did I see or on its own going out to the Beit HaSrifa. Says Rabbi Akiva, well, we can, if he's right about that, then Midvarav Lamadna, what we learn from here is that even if the psul was oira kodem lef shaitan, for instance, suppose you have a carbon, seems everything is fine, you do the hefshet, now you're cutting the carbon open, turns out to be a trefa. Now, obviously, it was a trefa during its lifetime. Then that should fall into the category of kol hakadashim shireba emsu kodem lef shaitan. It happens to be, you were mafsh because you didn't know, but now you found out that this psul was there before he even checked it. The din ought to be, judging from the standards of the opening line of the Mishnah, that I would burn the or. But what Rabbi Chanina Zakan HaKohanim is saying is, no, I never saw such a thing happen. So in other words, it's not really a question of when the psul took place. Seems to be more a question of when you found out about the psul or whatever. This we'll have to see. Now, for some reason, Rabbi Akiva, in order to say this implication, Rabbi Chanina Zakan HaKohanim uses a particular example of a Bechor. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, well, what does that have to do with Bechor? Why did you say Bechor? Okay, let's set that issue aside for a moment and pretend that Rabbi Akiva is simply making a general statement. So, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Midvarav lamadnu shahamafshit et ha-Bechor v'nimtza treifa, that since the Hefshet was already done, ye'otu ha-Kohanim ba'oro anyway. Say the Chachamim, you know, it's all part of the scientific method. The fact that you didn't see anything doesn't mean that that's a proof that you won't see it tomorrow. So, ein lo ra'iti, la'inu ra'ya, to say, we never saw. Great. So you have a good theory, which holds so far. The moment that you will see otherwise, you'll know your theory is wrong. So what does that prove? Ein lo ra'inu ra'ya, not seeing something is not a ra'ya. You need a positive experiment, not the fact that such a
data never came to me, and therefore, that's not a raya. We maintain that your rule is as we said. Ira b'emsul kodem efsheitan. Treifa obviously was ira kodem efsheitan. The fact that you were mafshit is irrelevant, and therefore, yetzila beit asreifa. Now,
yeah.
Unattached, separate, or many times I saw attached. Obviously, every all of the anything that's nisraf is nisraf with the or. Now you start off, and of course this is all one mishnah together with the previous mishnah. This is the safe of the mishnah. The previous mishnah was the resha. So you start off, says the Gemara, by saying that the actual criterion is whether the mizbeach was zocha b'visar, which means was the zrika kosh. That's what you said. Kosh lo zacha mizbeach b'visara. You said lo zachu akohanim ba'ora, and the question of whether the or was mufshat at the time is completely irrelevant. There was one issue, was there a zechut to the mizbeach in the basar? That's all. And that means, afagav, the avshte la'or kodem lezrik, it doesn't matter whether the hefsha took place before or after. Now, that clearly is following the shita of what we're going to see very soon, of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's shita is that zrika has to be meratza on basar, at least to some extent. There needs to be a gezayas of basar that existed at the time of the zrika in order for that zrika to have its complete effect, which includes the heter of the or for the kohanim and so on and so forth. But if there is no basar that is going to be hutar to the zrika, then forget about the zrika. It's not going to be matir at all. And when you're telling me that if there is no heter of basar, lo zocha mizbeach b'basara, then you're telling me that the ord never got a zrika that was matir. That's what you're telling me. That's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, now may we just jump ahead to the Mishnah that we just read, which is the Seifa, Ema Seifa, where the only standard is, was the or hufshat or not hufshat? Oh, baby, that's a whole contradiction. Kol HaKadashim Shirab Emsu Kodem Hef Sheitan. Irrelevant of whether the Mizbeach is Zeicha Be'ira. So if the or is still attached to the Basar, then in Orotem Lakon. But if we would have done the Hefsha, the Achar Hefshetan, so then Oroteyam would be Lakonim, and that's going according to Rebbe, where Rebbe holds that if the Or is separate from the Basar, then the question of whether the Mizbeach is Zeicha in Basar is irrelevant, because Or can be Meratzeh, Adam can be Meratzeh on Or Bifnei Atzmo, without any Basar. Now this is a Machlokas that has relevance across the board. We're going to see a lot of it. And here, in the first time you address it in the Mishnah, you contradict yourself. First you say it's a din in the Basar, and then you turn around and you say it's a din in the Or. But the Or is bottled to the Basar, then. Well, if the Or is on its own, you're saying, then the Dam is Meratz on the Or b'fnei atzmo. You're trying to tell me that in the same Mishnah, the Reisha is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and the Seifa is Rebbe? That's weird. Omer Abaya, I guess we should assume that since the Seifa is clearly Rebbe, then the Reisha is also Rebbe. And the reason that the Reisha allows itself to be a little loose by saying the Mizbeach being Zeicha to the Basar is because, what's the alternative, you're saying? That the Mashma'ut is in the Reisha is that Afagav the Afshte La'or Kodem Zrika, that then it would be okay. That's what you're saying. If I took off the Or Kodem Zrika, then I would say that Lo Zachu HaKohanim Ba'ora, no, that's not true. It's just that I wasn't even thinking about that. Why wasn't I thinking about it? Because it's a ridiculous case. Can you imagine a case in which we do the Kabbalah Sadam and then set it down, spend the next half hour while the Dam merrily goes along coagulating, and we decide to do the Hefshet, and I got, oh, gee, wasn't there some Dam left over there for Zrika? Whoops. So we never do such a thing. It's nonsensical. So we didn't bother worrying about the logistics, where they'll never happen. And therefore, we were loose a little bit. But when we said, well, you could imply from here that Hefshet is irrelevant. That's what you said. It's Mashma Hefshet is irrelevant. Even if I was Mashet, the Or before the Zrika, I can't do Zrika on Or, even if it's Hufshat. That's not true. I could do the Zrika on the Or, which is the implication of this Mishnah. The only reason I didn't bother talking about Hefshet is because since I was talking about Kaidim Zrika, and after Zrika, it was a little bit silly for me to talk about whether some idiot had gone ahead and been Mafshit. It was simply, it'll never happen, so why worry about it? This is a riot to the president. Because if you did have to worry about aliens, you never know.
Lachar? Not meant to do the Hafshatim before the Zrika.
Correct. Yes, but it's just crazy. I mean, because that would require somebody to be Mamaris Badam. It isn't done that way. So therefore, I would say that the Reish is not me, Rebbe, but made a Rebbe that in practical terms, we don't do a Hafshat before Zrika. You need to finish up your Avodas Adam, as we've seen so many times. You complete the entire. Only time we don't do that is on Yom Kippur, where it's the same person who needs to do the various Avodas and balance out between the power of the Sawyer. So we go and we ask somebody else to be Mamaris the Dam while he's doing. Otherwise, it's crazy. Complete the Avodah. So you do the Kabbalah, do the Zrika, don't do in the middle the Hefshet. That's the point. So, therefore, made a Rebbe that in practical terms, saying Hefshet Kodem Zrika, so why talk about Kodem Hefshet Achraf? Yes, of course, it's true that in the absurd circumstances that the Or was actually separated, that it wouldn't, strictly speaking, be true that Kosh Lo Zacha Mizbeach Bevasar, because I personally hold you could do Zrika even to be Matir Or, where it's not Matir Basar, but since in practical terms, the Or is always going to be Mechorbet to the Basar, and as we will see, Rebbe actually holds that if the Or is Mechorbet to the Basar, it always gets to the Basar anyway. So Mamela, it's irrelevant because I'm not going to be Matir the Or separate from the Basar while it's attached to the Basar. Therefore, the entire Mishnah could work out fine. I'll leave it to Rebbe.
In the
case where what?
It was Mufshat before that.
It would go, except that won't happen. It would go to the Kohanim, because I'll leave it to Rebbe. We're now trying to make that first mission work out according to Rebbe. It would go, but it won't happen, because since in practical terms it'll always be Mechorbet to the Basar, it's going to be defined by the Basar. That's what I think it means. Rava says, I think, just the opposite. I think it makes far more sense to begin the Mishnah by taking seriously as an absolute application the rules in the Reish. So the Reish has said it's a din in het or basar. In that case, it's going on Libra Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon, who holds that the central criterion is, does the Mizbeach get basar? And there's no way for me to do a Zrika on or separately. Therefore, Hefshet is irrelevant. Now, you're saying, so then how do you explain the Sefer, which says everything is defined by before or after Hefshet? How do you explain that, according to Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon? I say that Sefer Nami Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon, and when it says before or after Hefshet, what it means is before or after it is roi to do the Hefshet, which of course means by definition that you did the Zrika on the Basar and the Mizbeach was Zaycha on the Basar. That's what it means. And that would make a work out Aliba, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon as well. So my Kodem Hefshet, Umay La'achar Hefshet, all it means is Kodem Shenir Ela Hefshet, or Acher Shenir Ela Hefshet. That's what he meant to say. So the Zrika is kosher, then it's kosher for the Or. The Zrika is not kosher, meaning for the Basar. Forget about the Or. The Or never gets a din on its own. According to Rebbe, sometimes the Or gets a din on its own if it was Mufshat. Sometimes the Or doesn't get a din on its own if it's still attached to the Basar. And this indeed is the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon. My Rabbi, my Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon, Titania. Rabbi Omer Adam Ratzela Or Bifnei Atzma. If the Or is detached from the Basar, then the dam is meratzeh on it, even though there's no longer any bus. So the bus became nifsal before the zrika, tough. We could still do the zrika, just for the or. On the other hand, if the or is attached still to the basar, then if the basar is puzzle, the or is going to be puzzle even if it was after the zrika. Now, what do you say about that? So in other words, this is an argument from one extreme to the other. According to Rebbe, remarkably, if the or is alone, zrika works, but if the or is with the basar, it's not even relevant whether zrika works. So he's arguing at two things with Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Because Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds the or will be mutter the minute zrika worked for the basar, and only if zrika worked for the basar, whether or not it's mechorbet to the basar. It only needs to be roi for hefshet. Therefore, according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, if the basar becomes pasul afterwards, where the or is still attached to it, he says, who cares? Go ahead and do the hafshat on the or. Rebbe says, no. Now, in that case, I go to the other extreme. In that case, I hold that since it's mechubar to the basar, it has the din of the basar, even though there was a zrika that was matir the basar, but now the basar's puzzled, so the or is puzzled too. So there's two separate machlokas and completely separate machlokas in here that, in a sense, tend to opposite directions. So therefore, if it's with the basar, nolad b'psul, I don't care even after the zrika, it's nolad b'psul. Bein kodem zrika, bein la'achar zrika. The or will always have the din of the basar. Ariyo ki yotzipa. So remarkably, the man, the armor, that the or is dependent on the basar, holds that that dependency frees the or of any dependency on basar once he did his zrika that's matched to the basar. It makes it roi for hefshir. The man, the armor, namely Rebbe, who holds that the or is independent of the basar, remarkably holds, but it's only independent on the basar if it's physically removed from the basar. So it's not the theoretical description of whether it's roi or not roi. It's the reality. If it's separate, then the zrika will be matrit, and who cares about basar? If it's together, even though the zrika was matrit, it doesn't matter, because if the basar becomes basar, the or becomes basar. Clear?
It's separated.
Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, ina damarat zala or b'fnatzwa at all. Okay? If it's together with the basar, then, look, it depends. If there's a psul before the zrika, so then it gets to the din of the basar. But achar zrika, once it was worth a basar shah achas. Now, zakham is be'ach le'besara. Who cares whether it's currently physically connected to the basar or not? It's irrelevant. Go ahead and yavshitena, take off the or and give it to the kohanim. And therefore, there would be no problem at all. Okay. Kosher lo zakham is be'ach le'besara, lo zakhu kohanim ba'orash. Namar olat ish. Olasha al tala ish. Olasha nishkatashala lishma, ava bishalat alavalim, ora is still a kohanim. And of course, the truth is olat ish includes echad olat ish, echad olat isha, orotehem la kohanim. Orot of other kachim kalim galabalim, of other kachim kachim are la kohanim kavachomer. Umayim olasha lozaku bivsara nandala zakuba ora. Kachim kachim like chatas and asham shazaku bivsara. And don't try to tell me that the Mizbeach can prove otherwise because it's Zochet the Basar without the Or. Because the in the Or b'chol makom. Tana Rabbanan, Olat Ish means not Pratla Isha, but Pratla Olat Hegdesh, which doesn't belong to a particular person. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it means Pratla Olat Geirim. Now when you say Pratla Olat Hegdesh, when is there an Olat Hegdesh? Meaning Rishona in the sense of primary. It's very simple. Lo mi boy, lo mandi omer kachi bedek abayit tafse, midioraita. El afi lo mandi omer lo tafse, hane mili basar. Aval or tafis. Because anyway, the Mizbeach is not able to be tafis that. V'chin omer b'nachon omer ababar. V'hua prat lo ola haba'a min hamotarot. Omer lev rev amnuna lo rev nachon, keman, krev yuhida. Ho hadar be, the Tanya, shisha of those shofarot, out of the 13, go for purposes of money that is mentally nidava, namely the olah ba'amin ha'motarot of the asham, and the din of that is unique. Shlo yukohanim zakein ba'ora, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. To which Rabbi Nechemiah says to him, or some say it was Rabbi Shimon says to him, Cain, you're ending up now being mevatel midrasho sheyoyada kohen. Titanya, ze midrash darash yoyada kohen, asham hu asham asham la'ashem. Kol Shabba Mishum Chatat Mishum Asham. Since on one end it says that Ki Chatat Ki Asham La Kohen Makriv Lo Yiyeh, and on the other end it says La Shem, obviously it comes to tell us that the Basar indeed is Ola. A Basar goes La Shem, but the Ora has to be Mekayim Lo Yiyeh, and therefore goes the Kohanim. So he says, okay, so if I'm wrong in following Rabbi Yehuda, how do you work it out? Marba my gukim law. Very simple. He says, I'm mukbin law. Bimagdish nechasav that include various things, which are some of them TV sets and other of them royal mizbeach. And that's the question, whether or not a mizmechalek nechasav. Kid Rabbi Yeshua. Tetzana, magdish nechasav ayubem beimot aruyot legabi mizbeach. Zecharim nekevot. Says Rabbi Eliezer, look, the animals themselves do not go to the Mizbeach. The whole thing was given to Bedek Abayit. So what you do is, in order to be Mekayim the Halacha, that Lo Yotze Migdei Mizbeach, the Zecharim Yimachru Letzarchei Olot, the Kevot Yimachru Letzarchei Zivchei Shlamim, V'Dameyem Yiplu V'Pshar Nechassim LeBedek Abayit. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Zecharim Atzvam Yikarvu Olot, because the Mizbeach grabbed them. The kevod yamakru l'tzarchei shlamim, v'yavi b'dameim olot, and in the TV sets we'll go to the Berak Abay. So afil Rabbi Yoshua, who says that an adam is chayla kegdesha, and therefore in effect he has given his olot to the mizbeach, but that's only the basar, because the basar, the mizbeach indeed, is going to be zochin. But since the or was never meant to go to the mizbeach, so then the Berak Abayit was tafis, and it doesn't go to the kohanim; it's owned by Hekdesh. Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yudomer, when it says ish, it means olat ish prat olat gerim. Amalei Rabbi Simoy Bar Chilkoil Ravina, I don't get it. Ish, a ger is not an ish. Amalei, a ger is not an ish in the sense of a ger shemeit ve'in lo yorshim. There ain't nobody home is the meaning, so it doesn't belong to anyone. There's no ish. Tan Rabban, olat ish. So does that include olat nashim, olat avadim, minayim? Yeah, well, you know, it repeats at the end the whole crazy repetition. Or ha'ola. I mean, all you needed to say was ora. Therefore, riba. Imkein, ma tabod lomar olat ish, ola sha'altala ish. But if it was nishkata chutzizmana, chutzimakoma, the din is that the kodim are not zochabor. Yocha shani marbe, even that was not ola la ish in the sense it was nishkata shalalishma. And was not oil al abalim l'shem chova, and over there lo yukonim zakaim ba'ora. Tamud omar or ha'ola mikol makom. Now or ha'ola could mean ainli el or ha'ola. How about or ha'chachikachi minayin? Tamud lomar or ha'ola shehikriv. Yochol shani marbe af kachim kalim. Tamud lomar no ha'ola ha'ola is kachikachi. We're going kachikachi. Rabbi Yishmael omer, what do you need a pasuk for? Here's how to say it. Oro ola in leyelo ola. Oro kachi kachi minayi. Because it's a kavachomer. If an ola shalo zachu bivsara zachu bora. Kachi ken kachi kachi zachu bivsaran. Anything she's kuboran. Ah, you'll say mizbeach yochiach, which is zochu bivasa v'lo zachu bora. Male mizbeach, she can't lo zachu ever. B'miksat. Tomar b'konim, once there's zochu b'miksat, so then there should be zochu b'miksat. Now the Kavachom replies, there's zochu b'kule. Rebbe Omer, the whole thing is ridiculous. Kolatz molu tzrach le'elel or ola bilvat. It's a given that there's zochu to the or of other korbanas, because the rule is the koma koma or ma'alak achra paser. So you have parma nisrafim, sirah nisrafim, what's the din? Ein nisrafim, vorotem nisrafim imoem. Chatat v'asham zivche shlomim. The Zivchei Shamayit Sibor. Did the Torah ever say to do Hefshet? No. So what does that mean? Did he give it to the Kohen? Rotsu mafshitin otam. Lo ratsu ochlim otam agabe yoran. There's no requirements. Same thing is true about Kachub Kalim. Who gets the Kachub Kalim? The Balam get the Kachub Kalim. Does it say to remove the or? No. Rotsu mafshitin otam. Ratsu ochlim otam agabe yoran. That's the whole point, is that the Torah is not insisting on separating the or. The problem only arises with the Ola, you see, whereby the Ola, Nema Baviv Shitat Ola Vinitakotanataka. So now what? So there, if I wouldn't have had a Pasuk, Yocholo Yuakonim Zakein Bora, therefore Talmud Lomar, Ora Ola Shirikri. Now when it says Lo Yiye, that's coming to tell me, Pratut Voyom, and of course, Kippur, Manumka, Anointing. Why would I have said differently? I thought I was already explained that they're not Chelek. They're not Chelek. Not Chelek in Batsar. So over there, I would say, okay, Yochalo Yisku b'basar. That's because the basar is meant lachila, and then I roi lachila now. But I mean, certainly Yisku b'or. But over there, it's irrelevant whether it's lachila. It's not oimid lachila. Talmud lomar lo yiye. Therefore, we need to know prat l'machos Kippurim to yom va'onin. How could the Tanna Kamma didn't want to learn it out of a kavachomer? Who said he didn't? It's a miltadati of a kavachomer. Torah v'katav lakra. Ah, so why indeed, according to Rabbi Shmuel, do we need a kavachom? We should have mentioned Asher Ikriv, my Ovidlai. No, he uses that to tell me Pratat for Yom B'chazipur Vayne, who wouldn't have been able to be Makriv. But I thought we learned that out of Lo Yiyeh. Ah, but Rabbi Shmuel is Lataymi. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Ne'amar Be'ola Lo Yiyeh, Ve'ne'amar Be'asham, and Chatat Lo Yiyeh. So Ma'ala Halan, Atzmotav Mutarim by definition. Afkan, even the oil arts will have mutarim. I sure hope that's moved now. Because if it ain't mufna, ikal mifrach maloshim shkem b'saro mutar lo. I mean, how are you going to learn out to an oila? Sure, it's mufna. The lo yiye is a kroyate rahu, which means that I must have learned out for yom chasipur and einayin from somewhere else. Where? Asher hikriv. Kol hakodeshim shira b'msukarim lefshitan ein orotim nakoni liacharav shitan orotim nakonim omer b'chanim zganakonim. I can tell you, there never is a case where or that I saw is yotzel beidas reifa. Omer Rabbi Akiva, that proves midvarav lomadnu that if the psul was kodem lef shaitan, but you had already done the hefsh at the time you find the psul, apparently the kohenim is still going to be zerich in the or because he said never saw, never saw. Rachamim omri, who cares what you saw? And lo reinu raya. Of course, the rule is yotzel beidas reifa. You never saw that gorilla in the middle of the basketball field either. In other words, but that seems to be saying, Afagav, the Avshite Lohor Kodem Zrika. So what sheet is that? That it's irrelevant, and the point is you cannot do Zrika on Or. That's Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. The Omer Eina Dabarat Zalor Bifratzbo. There's got to be Basa. So how do you explain our Mishnah here, which is the Sefer? Which seems to be saying that as long as they're not connected, I do not need Basar to be around at all. I only need that the Or should be independently Utar. That's going only on Libet Rebbe, who holds that the Or can be independently Utar, and that Dab is Maratzal Or Bifayatzbo without Basar. Does it make sense that Reisha's Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon is safe as Rebbe? Omar Abaya, I would think been a safer Rebbe. The whole thing must have been Rebbe all along. And therefore, the reason the Mishnah allows itself to play loose with the standard is because in practical terms, saying Shalom Hutar B'Sarol Mizbeach is the equivalent, because there is no such thing as a Hafshit Kodem Zrika. Therefore, why discuss cases of Zrika on Or? I can easily make it. The Mizbeach wasn't Zeicher B'Shas Zrika to the Basar. Because Lamaisa, the Or is going to be Mechubra at that point to the Basar. Rava says on the contrary, Midereisha Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Seifa is Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. And therefore, indeed, Alibet Rebbe Shimon, Hefshet is irrelevant. So when it says Hefshet, doesn't mean Hefshet. Must mean Roila Hefshet, meaning that there had been Basar that for a moment was Hutra Yedei Zrika. In which case, I had every right in the world to be mafshet this or. And therefore, my hefshet, my ach hefshet, kodim shi'era ele hefshet. Ach shi'era ele hefshet. What is this machlokis Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? The Tanya. Rabbi Omer Adam Ratzel or bifnei atzbo. But if that or is with ima basar, then I don't even care whether it was meratzah. Because if nolad bapsul, whether it's before Zrika or even after Zrika, it's still going to be potzel longer the butzer's bottle to it. Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon Omer, on the contrary, dam would never be meratzah or b'fleatzro. It's only meratzah with butzer. But nolad bapsul, who cares if nolad bapsul? Just go ahead and be mafshed it. Of course, if the psul was kind of Zrika, so that we were never mafshed to the butzer. So then it's kiyotzibo. But Acha Zrika, what sorts of buser, even for 1 second, to the Mizbeach, so now do the Hefshet, and give the Or to the Kohanim.
The following is the doubt from the previous half year of the cycle.
Here we're holding on to Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Kol shelo zakah hamizbeach bivsara, lo zaku hakohanim beora. If something happens, something goes wrong, and there's a psul, so to the point where the boser never became roy for the mizbeach, doesn't mean it has to actually make it to the mizbeach, but at least there has to be a moment at which the boser was put to the mizbeach. The mizokah doesn't mean that it literally was on it. Zohar means that the Zrika was done to Kashrus, the Basar was not Roy for the Bear, and this Bear was Zohar for the Or. And the Basar, if Lamaisa, something happened to the Basar, if it needed to my Yerz, whatever, that wouldn't change anything, it was already Zohar for the Basar.
But it was never even Zeichel in Basra, which means that there was something wrong with the Zrika. Whoa. Then, Lo Zachu Kohanim Ora, then the Kohanim do not get the Or, because it says in the Pasuk, Shema, Elas Ish, and that means Elasha Alta Leish, and Elas Ish, an Ela that had already been brought for the benefit of that person, meaning that the Dam had been brought for him. However, don't take that too literally, because an Ela Shadishkhtar Shalai Lishma, which you could say, well, that's not an Elas Ish, it's that person who's been wrapped on him, because Layal of the Bible Shem Chayva, we'll see later on that we learn from a Pasuk that that's not a problem. And that over there, Alpha Pishalot Talabalin, it's still Ora Lekohanim, because the Mizbeach was Zecher Be'era, since it doesn't affect the kashrus of the Korban at all. The issue as to whether the Korban is actually a kosher Korban. It's the only thing that counts, not whether it's Ora Lebalin Shem Chayva. And the truth is that when it says Elas Ish, obviously it doesn't mean literally Elas Ish, Echad Elas Ish, Echad Elas Isha. That's not the point of Elas Ish. It's Aliyah Le'ish. It should be suitable for each. We'll see the more details of the Yukim Hepsukim as we go to the Sugim. So it doesn't matter in any of the cases, Orotehem the Kohanim. On the other hand, Oros Kochim Kalim are not given to the Kohanim, they're given to the Balim, who is Elchim the Bosa. Eres Kochei Kadashi, even though they're not on Eilas, you might think they have a different halacha. The truth is that the Eres of any Kochei Kochei, like Chatzis and Noshim, go to a Kohen the Kavachomer. If an Eilas, Shalo Zachu Bibsara, Zachu Be'ora, if a Kohen is Zocha to the Or of an Ola, despite the fact that it was never Zocha to the Basar of the Ola, Kochei Kodashim Shezachu Bifsaras Koshikin, Hashem and Chatas with the Kohen Lezocha to be meat, for sure he'll be Zocha to the Or. That's for sure. So, you know, Dinja Yiske Bohora. And don't ask me, well, that doesn't make sense. I mean, after all, you could say the Mizbeach proves that that's not true, because Mizbeach is Zocha in the Basar. And the Or lets up. Zocha in the Basar, it's not Zocha in the Or. You see that there's a fee in the Basar. Does not imply the feel of ours. It's covered in a case where the owner, rather the Kohen, was Zerkel Abbasar by Hashem and Chathas, and therefore should be Zerkel or what's the covered in? No, because you can't ask them there because Shein Lo Or Bechom Lo Kohen. There is no concept of Or for the Mizbeach. That doesn't prove anything. You know, so that's not, it's neither Kal nor Chomer. It's not Negea. Or is not, doesn't belong in the Mizbeach. Mashenken, we know that Or certainly does belong to Kohanim, because we see that by Erla. Once that's a given already, so then it's the Kavah Kohanim and Osher B'chatas. Tonerabon. Olat Ish. It's not an Olat Ish. Very interesting drasha. An Ola of an individual, but not an Ola of Hegdesh. To Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Eber Rabbi Yehuda. It means an Ola of an Ish, but not the Ola of a Ger. Which the Gemara will say, well, that's supposed to be a Ger, is not an Ish. What kind of strange drush is that? Well, when you say Pratla Olas Hegdesh, what does that mean, Pratla Olas Hegdesh? Well, certainly, any Hegdesh, Hegdesh is being brought as a something that's coming as a Musaf to people. What are we talking about? If it's an Ola that isn't an Ola, that's an Israel. Then what is an Ayla, exactly an Ayla's Hegdash? See, there's a different ways of understanding it. Rukhiya Bar Yosef says what it means is, Prapa Olah Ba'am Min HaMotarot. If you have Motarot of Asha, or those few cases where Echatas isn't Echatas Amesa, and instead it's Ro'ah, we went to get its moon, and then we have money that's left over. Those money that's left over for whenever the case is, we have a Tumurat Asham or an Asham Shemesid Balav and so on. So all of those cases is supposed to go for what's known as a Kainitza Mizbeach, a dessert. Mizbeach is hungry, and sometimes it's not enough food, you give a dessert. What is that dessert? An extra Ola here and there that comes from money that is given basically as a gift, because it's not usable for what it was originally, it's Maestras. And over there, the owner has no part in it at all. It's like a Nidvas Tzibur. It's not a Nidvas Ish. And therefore, that nedav, because that's where the whole parsha talks about, it's got to be the nedava. So the nedava that we're talking about is the nedava of an individual, not the nedava of a tzibur. The nedava of a tzibur would only be the chora, a case of motarot that are brought as kites on Mizbeach. Now, a lot of those korbanos is that there's no smicha, there's no real binding. And there's no one, even the person who originally owned the motarot, he doesn't have the right to shaft it or anything else. It's brought by the Kohanim in his bear. So, wait a minute, but not everybody would agree with that. That's only if you hold, according to the Mandi Omer, that the motarot are given, in fact, as a gift by the tzibur, the gift that's known as kaitzam is bear. But how about the Mandi Omer motarot l'nidvat yachid asin? If you hold that the owner of, let's say, the Oshan that ended up having the extra money was in his copper box or whatever, now he has to wait until he gets a mum and he sells it, and he takes that money himself and he brings an ayla according to one Mandi Yomar. Now there, it's a regular ayla. He does the smicha, and he can do the shvita, and then he pays for the nesachim. I mean, it's a typical ayla. So how would that be excluded from ayla sish? It is an ayla sish, according to that Mandi Yomar. Well, there's something else involved over here. Actually, the mocker for Eilas Ish is from the word Ha'ola. And Ha'ola means the old, we find that drasha in the case of the Arach Aleha Ha'ola. Famous drasha, we have many, many times, that from there we learn that nothing should come before the Eilas HaBoikim. And Rava says the diuk is that Ha'ola means the Eila that is Rishena, the Eila. So, Akinami, Ha'ola, Ola Rishena, a different sense, the Eila that was initially an Eila. In other words, so, since the Pasuk opens up with the word Ha'ola, so that the Kohen that is Makriv, the Ha'ola should get the Or, so that must mean the Eila of and something that was dedicated as an oil. Something that was dedicated as something else and morphed into an oil, which happens if you have Mosarot, that's not Ha'ola. It wasn't initially an oil. And there, that would include even, we don't get go into the Olas Ish element, just the Ha'ola. Now, another sugi that we have is the sheet that doesn't like the gears that we have of Aibo, rather Rabbi Law Marab, is Prat Lamatvis Ela Laberek Abayit. You know what Eilas Ish means? But it says not Eilas Hegdesh. Eilas Hegdesh would mean an Eila that's owned by Hegdesh, meaning somebody took a Korban Eila and he dedicated it to the Berek Abayit. So that means that anything usable in this Eila that is not going to be tough for Sfat HaMizbeach goes to Berek HaBayis, or is owned by Berek HaBayis. Now, so the din over there, we'll see, I mean, there's actually a machlokas, as we'll see in a moment. And in that case, the Or does not go to the Kohanim. And by the way, says the Gemara, Lomi Boy, Lomandi Amra, Kotche Berek HaBayis Tapse Midiraisa. It's a machlokas as to whether someone who's makas and eilat to Berek HaBayis is that a din that midiraisa, the Berek HaBayis has a schus in it, and that he has to pay it, he has to pay for its value to Berek HaBayis before he has a right to bring it, or really he bechlal has no ability to be makas at the Berek HaBayis, and the Rabbanan were good if he has to pay the gizbor. That's a machlokas. But the point is, says the Gemara, that that's only b'nayyeya, the actual part of the oil that's going to be put on the Mizbeach, but the Or isn't going to be put on the Mizbeach. Therefore, the Machlok is b'nayyeya, the Or. So, lo mi boi l'man yam akachi b'nayyeya b'nayyeya tafsi midiraitam, that over there, certainly, there's no question that the Berek HaBayit owns the Or, so how could it be given to the Kohanim? But even if you hold that midiraita, there's no kedushas Berek HaBayis that can be chal on kochei mizbeach, Hane mili basar. That would only be true when it comes to the basar, because the basar belongs to Mizbech. He can have Kedusha chal through his ridiculous comment that he wants to give this to the Berakaba. Who is he? Who are you? I understand. You don't own this. And this belongs to Agdash, to the Mizbeah. So how are you going to say it's a Davashem Shalom? But when it comes to the Or is not belonging to the Mizbeah. So there's no Moma Mizbeah that's Chal on it. And therefore, the idea over there is for the even according to Rav Mandi Yomar, the Berakabais would be tapes it because the Mizbeach is free of it, and the Kohenim wouldn't get a right to the Or. Now, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua said the same shot that Rav Yossi, that we had, probably, the Sekhish of Rav Chia Bar Yosef said, probably, Ola Haba Min Hamotarot. Tainet Rav Amnuna to Rav Nachman. I don't understand. We say, Prat la'olah ba'am min ha-motarot. Then what you're saying is that motarot are given to nidvas tzibur, kayetz ha-mizbeach, and that the din of that kayetz ha-mizbeach is that the Kohanim don't get the or. But if that's the case, you're in big trouble. Because the only one who holds that is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda himself was forced into charata on that shita. The Tanya, Shishalin Nidava, we have a Bryce that talks about the six shofarot. There were a lot of different shofarot, which were large pushka containers in the Beit HaMikdash, in which you put in money for various needs. Now, six of the shofarot were marked for Nidava, etc. And the purpose of those Nidavot, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was that they were Olah, that was Ba'am in HaMoterot, that was Kayet HaMizbeach, and they needed to be separately marked because the Kohanim do not get a Swiss in the Or, as we just said. So in other words, that's apparently what you're saying. Olas Ish, Velo Olas Hegdish, and that's coming La Fuke, the din of Motarot, right? Okay, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohen doesn't get the Or. The problem is that Rabbi Nechemia, sometimes Rabbi Shimon, told Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa, and Rabbi Yehuda was stymied by this, and he had no response. They said to him, "In Cain, bitalta midrashosha Yehud Yada Kohen. Your Yada Kohen has a way to be doresh that definitely the Kohen does have a right to the Or. The Tanya, ze actually you should say it's not ze midrash darash Yehud Yada Kohen. Asham hu." Asham, Asham, Lashem. This comes to tell me the additional words over here of Asham, where it's Lashem, and it's a contradiction, because after all, here it says Asham, Lashem. And before it said, Asham, Lakohen. It says, Kachatat Kasham, Torahachat. So it adds Asham, Lakohen, and the Chatas. Therefore, it would be Lakohen. So I can say Asham, Lashem. So it seems to be a contradiction. So therefore, what he explained was, is that actually there's two parts. The parts that is coming from Meiser Chatas and from Meiser Ashamais and so on, what you have to do is you have to get something with it that actually does go to the coin. And what you do is you lakak behem olod. So you use that money to buy olos, and that way your Makayim both took him. Because the Basar indeed will go Lashem, and that would explain why it says Hashem Lashem. And the Or will go to the Kohanim. And that's the only way to explain the use of the Pasik, Benogea, Mosos, Oshem, and Chatas. And how are you, Rabbi Yehuda, going to explain the fact that Yoyada Kohen now, if the case is that an Adavah, a Kayetz HaMizbeach, is not given to the Kohen, so then you no longer have an explanation of the Asham and the Chatas HaKohen. And you'll see Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say a word. Instead, he says, okay, so how do you explain it? Amalei Alamar, B'mai Mukim La? So what do you do with it? Amalei Mukmina Le B'magdish Nechasim. So therefore, Rav Amnuna said, look, you got it all wrong. I explain that what it's talking about when it says a Oilah of Hegdish is talking about someone who is Magdish, his Nechasim, to Hegdish. And he had things that were royal in his Mizbeach. Now, the point is that once somebody's makdish, he doesn't specify that hekdish. He's giving it to hekdish. Anything royal mizbeach becomes nitfas to the mizbeach. So what happens over there is that we have a machlokas. I'm tiny to Rabbi Yoshua. It's not a magdish nechasav. Someone who goes out to be magdish is nechasim to hekdish. And now there's many things in his nechasim, like his TV set, that can't be brought on the mizbeach. So we say, I'm magdish all my nechasim. What are we going to say? He meant to give it to the mizbeach? I mean, he certainly didn't mean to give his TV to the mizbeach. So the question is, do we say, well, he was thinking basically he'll split it, and there's whatever shayach to mizbeach, or mizbeach, whatever goes to Beregabayis, go to Beregabayis, maybe that's how we should look at it. Well, actually, it's about locus. So the Mishnah says like this, Hamadish v'chasav, v'ayu be'en behemot aruyot v'gabei mizbeach. Let's say he has a behemoth that are tamimim. And he has male behemoths, akevas behemoths. So Rabbi Eliezer says, look, once already comes into Hagdish's Rishus and it's Shayach and Mizbeach, Mizbeach is Tayyip, I said. So the Zecharim, even though they belong to the Berakabayis, because clearly the guy wasn't giving a gift to the Mizbeach, he was giving his TV. In which case, what happens is that the Zecharim should be sold, the money then utilized for Oilites, which are male, and the Nekevites, they should be sold for Shlomi. The Tzorkei Zivchei Shlomi. And the money that you make, the money now is actually goes to the Berakabayis. That way you would say both things, you see, because you paid for the carbon, the Berakabayis has made the money off of it, but the person who buys the animal is going to end up bringing it to the Mizbeach after paying Berakabayis. You're selling it for that specific purpose. So this way we understand that the gift was to the Berakabayis, but once it's nichnas into the Rishus of Hekdesh, it's royal Mizbeach, it can't escape the Mizbeach, and it doesn't escape the Mizbeach. Somebody pays the money to bring it to the Mizbeach. So that way you have your cake and eat it too, so to speak. It's brought as a carbon, but someone paid in order to be able to bring. Bee season, man. You know what they say about bees? They're busy. They're busy as bees.
To people who need an ayla.
I'm in a market for an ayla. Fine, so you get better kabbayas is selling aylas. So that way everything is fine. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua, the Rabbi said, no. Truth is that when a person is magish as nechasim, he has in mind that whatever shayach is bare direct, you go to be bare direct. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yoshua, Zecharim atzmam yikarvu olot. The actual Zecharim themselves are put on the Mizbeach. And then the Nekevot, on the other hand, which, I mean, over there, you can't bring the whole thing to the Mizbeach. So there you mach letzarchei shlami. V'yavi b'damei ha'mailais. And that way, indeed, the Mizbeach gets its chela completely. V'shana chasim yiplu l'berek ha'bayis. Now, what I'm saying is, let's make it very clear. I'm saying, even if you hold it like Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua holds, okay, whatever shayach from Mizbeach goes to Mizbeach. So you would think, so then when it comes to the or should go to the Kohanim. No, not true. Because ani mili batzar. But the things that the Mizbeach is tofes is not kabasa, which is why the Mizbeach. The or, on the other hand, was tofus ayde the berakabayit, like just like his TV set, and therefore I say elas hegdesh refers to this particular case where the kainim aren't going to get the or. Now Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah said a very strange thing. He said,
"Or gets sold,
yeah, make it into a couch, and the berakabayit gets the money." Now Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah said, "I think." Olas ish kam sami prat ba'olas gerim. To which Rabbi Simoi Baruch Yilkoi said to Ravina, what? I said, how can you dash with olas ish that a ger is not included? What's that supposed to mean? What, a ger is not an ish? I never heard of such a drasha. Oh, my lady, no, of course not. The meaning over here is prat ba'olas ger is the pshad, a ger who died who doesn't have any yorshim. So you're going to say, it's an olah of whom? It doesn't belong to anybody. That's the point. So over there, there is no owner, as we're saying, that the Eilas Ish is the only thing with the Kohen Zoha. Says the Brice on Ton Rabbonan, Eilas Ish. You might think an Eilas Ish refers Dafka to an Eilas Ish. Rashi's Girsa here is Eilas Noshim Vavodim Minayim. How do we know that the same thing is true of an Eila, of a Nosh, of a woman, of a Vodim that has exactly the same thing? Talmud Lomar, or Ha'ola, any of the Eila, which it repeats again. Yeah? Why does that have to mention the Eila? So that's Riba. So then what was the point of saying Eila's Ish in the first place? We just say Eila, but don't put in the Ish, we won't need the Riba. So he came, Ma Talmud Lomar Eila's Ish. Ah, that was the Tikkun Art Mishnah. Olash al Tala Ish, meaning that it was an Eila, was kosher, and therefore the Mizbeach was Zerch of the Besora. That's when the Kayanim are Zerch of the Eila. Prat was the Shinishka Tachutz Zmana, Vachutzel Nekema. So there was never a time in which the Mizbeach was Zerch of the Bosa. There, Shalor Yuga Kohanim Zaka'im Ba'orah. Now, you might think if that's the case, it's only if it was Eila Le'ish literally. In other words, how about if the case would be Yokosh Anim and Ma'ech and Ishtat Shalom Lishma? How about if the Shnita was kosher with the Mizbeach, but it wasn't Nishkat Hashem HaBaalim, in which case it was loyal to the Baalim Hashem Chola. And therefore, maybe it's okay, so it's not an Olas Ish. That simple understanding of the prophet, Olas Ish, the other that was Olah, that, meaning that it accrued to the Ish. How about if it doesn't accrue to the Ish, because it wasn't done Lishma of this Ish? You might think that over there also the Kohanim don't get the Or. So Hoyo will also the Baalim, Lo Yu HaKohanim Zaka'im Ba'orah. Talmud Lo Ma, therefore the Torah is Marbe Or HaOlah Mikom HaKom. That Or, whatever the Allah is, it's to be given. So now, but you'll note that it's only talking about Eilas. I mean, how do we know? How do you know Eiras of Chatas, Rav Asher? Therefore, comes along the Torah to add Asher Hikriv. Asher Hikriv is a riboy, whatever the Kohen is, Makriv. It's a good thing you're in good shape, Richie. I know too much to start up with you. So the or of anything that the Kohen is makrif that's kosher kachim is included. Oh, well, I'm not so maybe it means anything is makrif, period. I mean, maybe it should be marbav kachim kalim. He's makrif it. Talmud leimar or lo. No, that's why the whole parsha was said in the context of Eila. Ma Eila kosher kadashim, afko kosher kadashim. Rabbi Yishmael on there, and this is actually the Rebuy that we bring in our Mishnah, that is a Kal Vachomer, right? If the Kohanim were Zochu, the Bivisar culture can hear it, but they would be Zochu Bora. So Rabbi Yishmael Omer, that can't be needed. Because you're going to ask me, it says Oro Olah, that what? It means Ain't the Elo Olah. Oro is Kachi Minai, Kachi Kachi Minai. It's a Kal Vachomer, Vedinu. If an Ayla Shalo Zochu Bivisara, Zochu Bora, once the Kohanim are given even the Or of an Oil, the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach, and nonetheless the Kohanim are given the Or. Kochikin and Arshim and Achatas, where the Kohanim themselves were already awarded the Chalak that by the Oil was put on the Mizbeach and the Basar. So for sure, they should get the Or. Why? I'll prove the opposite. Mizbeach Yuchiach. Take a look. Let's look at the case of the Oil itself. When the Mizbeach gets the Bosser, then the Or is given to the Kohanim. Let's say, well, the Mizbeach is over the Zoch. The Bosser, Koshikin, the Mizbeach should be Zerka to the Or. I mean, that's what you're saying. You're saying that it makes more sense to give the Or to whoever is Zerka to the Bosser. So therefore, you're saying if the Kohen is Zerka to the Bosser, for sure it should be Zerka to the Or. So by that logic, if the Mizbeach is Zerka to the Bosser by an Eila, there's the Mizbeach to be Zerka. But that was the very place where we learned the din of the Or of the Kohen. Says Rabbi Yishmael, come on. I mean, Malam Mizbeach, Shem Lozach of the Mikzas. That has never shayach to a din of Eiris, ever. And so in Mela, it doesn't prove anything. It's like saying the Mizbeach can't eat or, so therefore it doesn't have or. But the Kohen who can use the or, of course I would give the or to prove with the Basar. That doesn't prove a thing. That's why it was never Zerkin or at all. Tomar Bekohanim, where we certainly know Zerkin with Mikzatz, certainly when it comes to the Eilu, there was Zerkin the or. Hoyel the Zerkin with Mikzatz, Zerkin with Kulein. Once you're going to say that we're ready to give or to the Kohanim, people with the Basar is given to the Mizbeach, Kol Shekein, we're going to give the or to the Kohanim, where the Kohanim is over to the bus.
You
mean to the repair, it has to be burnt like the meat? Not dozens, but why not? That's what we're asking. Must because we don't give it. Yes, no, what do you mean? It's because you can't, we're going to burn them. Exactly, we're going to burn the ore. I mean, how does a Mizbeach get ore? It doesn't make sense. You can't give the ore to the Mizbeach.
With the extra funds of the temple, go to buy more coconut to feed the Mizbeach. So if it was bad, it had a short.
Yeah,
period.
But that's.
You know, transferring money, giving more food.
True, but that's not the same thing. It's because it's a Mizbeach doesn't work that way. A Mizbeach works through its own ability to consume. So, I mean, that's goofy what they were tiny.
Right.
That's obviously part of the tiny. Yeah. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, look, the whole din over here, kol atzma, lo tzrakta l'ora ola bilvad. I don't understand what everybody is sitting here with these contortions to figure out how the Or of Kodshei Kodashim, besides the Eila, is given to the Kohen, because it only says Eila. Of course it only says Eila! Nobody ever had a Havamina for a minute that anything else wouldn't be given to the Kohen, for heaven's sakes. The only reason that we need to know this particular case given to the Kohen is because it's unique. You know why? Because it requires Havshit. Half shit. You skin the, there's no other animal. You don't skin it. You don't have to skin it. Where's the din of half shit? Half shit is a din in an island. Because, you see, normally, the din is, every other case, the or and the basar are the same. There's the purim anisrafim, the seirim anisrafim. What do? You burn the whole thing. You don't do half shit. The entire animal's taken out to be burnt. So there's the Orotayim, Nisrafimim I have. You have a Chatas, Rashim, Zivchei Shamei Tzibur. What do you do with that? You give the whole thing to the Kohen. It's his business what he wants to do with it. What?
The Tumidim, every morning.
Those are Eilais. We're talking about here non-Eilais.
The Tumidim
is an Olam, every morning. Shalom, Lata Tumidim. So the Chatas, Rashim, Zivchei Shamei Tzibur that come with the Shtei Alechem. So that's on the Kohen. The Kohen's up to him. Ratzim, Mavshitin, Otam, Lolotzim, Ochlim, they do whatever they want. And they can leave the or on. And then if they want, they want to. They can Ochlim, Otam, Agabi, Oran. You can eat it with the or attached, if you like. The Kachim Kalim is given to the Bible.
With our Kishim?
No. Never ask Kishim.
Come in with
you. Yeah, it's never ask Kishim. What does that have to do with the or? That has to do with the muscle. It's muscles. No, the or is never not kosher.
Never. To get to the basal, you have to take off the or.
You go on from the other side. Well, you have to go from the or side. You go from the inside. Or it's kosher and kalin. It goes to the balan. The balan want to be matched at the or. Fine. They want to be or from the south, got the or. Fine. It's up to you. What do I need a pasuk to tell me what to do with the yor? Why should I do anything with the yor? You do what you want with the yor. The only time that I need a pasuk to tell me anything is when it comes to the ayla. Since by the ayla it says v'hivshit et ha'olah, v'nitach otan antachan. So now we have a skin. But what do we do with the skin? That's the problem. So there I might think, okay, so yokolo yukarim zakeh zakeim ba'olah. Tamar lomar. Or ha'olah. Sherekri. Lo yeh. That's all. So, what's the problem? You don't need to prove anything else. Now, this din of Asher he crave lo yiyeh, of course, means after you royal hakrav, as we saw. So that excludes the Tvoyom, the Mechatzah Kippur, and the Onen. And I might have thought, you see, that the Onen, I understand, he doesn't get a chelik, as we saw. Tvuyom doesn't get a chelik. We had a whole discussion about the punitive Tvuyom and his walking out Nebuch with his kallus and his chumris on his head and the einen and the mechusa kippurim on either side of him, and everybody's miserable. But I mean, I understand that that has to do with eating. See, Yoko, I can see why lo yiskuba basar shulach yomah. That's because the reason they don't get a chelik is because they can't eat. And what does that do with the or? Why shouldn't they be zoka in the or? Nobody's going to eat the or anyway. So maybe yiskuba or sheinu lachila. Maybe over there the Torah doesn't make the distinction between a kohen who's roy for the mizbeach. We have bachatas. It's the kohen hamechatelta. Okay, fine, because you're going to eat it. She's not roy for eating it if it's tvuyom. What the heck does that have to do with the oila? The or of the oila isn't meant to be eaten. So maybe we should be mechalik the orot to all of the kohanim of the mishmar, even if they happen to have been tamei. Therefore, it stresses over here, asher hikriv lo yiye, prat mechusa kippurim, tvuyom ba'onim. You know, why did the Tanakhama actually need the pasuk of telling me or ha'olah includes kachri kadashim? What's wrong with the Kal v'chomer? I mean, Rabbi Yishmael, our Mishnah says the Kal v'chomer. So what's the excuse for the Kal v'chomer? So take Lady Dina. You're right, says Gemara. But what's your problem? You don't like it. We have a general, but we don't have to use it, but we don't have another use for the pasuk. So fine, so I bring you the pasuk. I mean, it often happens that the Torah tells us a pasuk, even though I could have derived it from a Kal v'chomer, unless you have an alternative. Rabbi Yishmael. Now, I'm going to quote Rabbi Yishmael, who never does darshan the pasuk. I mean, if you're telling me that the Tanakhama actually agrees theoretically with the Kal v'chomer, they're only saying that, okay, but it's a milsadas of a Kal v'chomer because of the Torah. So what's Rabbi Yishmael adding? Rabbi Yishmael says, no, it's a Kal v'chomer. So that is what he's saying is, no, you're wrong, it's not a pasuk. It's a Kal v'chomer. Okay, so what does he do with the pasuk? I mean, obviously, he must have some other application of the pasuk, or he's not arguing in any way with the Tanakhama. So Rabbi Yishmael, I asher he grieve my Ovid. Why does he not simply agree and say, yeah, okay, fine, asher he grieve means anything, even chatas v'asham, even if it's not an oila. Yeah, I could have learned it from a Kal v'chomer, but the Torah said asher he grieve. So what is asher he grieve coming to tell me? Prophets for young because if you pour in Vaoni. What? We said Asher Ikriv lo yiyeh. I thought we learned that from the words lo yiyeh, not from the Asher Ikriv. Why does he need the Asher Ikriv for that? The type of lo yiyeh. Ah, because Rabbi Shmuel uses the lo yiyeh for a different drasha. So all he's left is Asher Ikriv, the person who's right for Akrav. Therefore, he needs the person who's right like Rabbah to be Maitri, the Yainin to a Yaman because of Kippurim, you see. So he's got a little stuck on that. And that's Rabbi Yishmael Latayne. Jam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Ne'emar ba'ola lo yiyeh. Ne'emar ba'asham lo yiyeh. Ma la'alan atzmotav mutarim. Afkan atzmotav mutarim. See, the idea over here is that the atzameis are nonetheless are even though everything is put on the mizbeach, but the atzam is a mutter. Well, I hope that that's mufta. I mean, because if it's not mufta, that's not an extra pasuk. It's a pretty ridiculous limud. I mean, how are you going to learn asham from an oila? I mean, an asham, the basar is mutter, so I understand that the etzem is with the basar is mutter. But by the oila, where the basar is put on the mizbeach, who's to say that the atzameis of the oila aren't part of that, and the kohen would be also to use for anything. So because he can be for malosh b'shkein b'saromutah. Yes, this is more questions, mafna. The lo yiyeh in general is unnecessary completely. All it would have to say is or ha'olah asher hikriv la'kohen. What does that say? Lo yiyeh, I mean, that's completely and utterly redundant. Asher hikriv la'kohen goes to the kohen. Now you say, it goes to the coin and it shall be his. Well, obviously, if it goes to the coin, it shall be his. I mean, so the lawyer, yeah, therefore, is adding even the atzamas, which I learned out from Hashem. Kol HaKadashim, Shira Be'em Su, Kedem Lev Shaitan, Ein orotayam lekohanim. If the psul happened to this korban before the hepshet of the or was done, so then the orot are not given to the kohanim. Then the orot are given to the kohanim. Now, on the surface, this is a direct contradiction to the Mishnah we just had. The Mishnah we just had said a blanket statement: Kol shalozacha mizbeach bivsara lo zachu hakohanim ba'orag. I don't give a hang whether we took the or off. We didn't take it. Bottom line is, the mizbeach didn't get a chelik. Kohanim don't get a chelik. Now we come to the next Mishnah. Mishnah: Well, actually, if the baser and the or had already been separated, so that doesn't matter that the mizbeach didn't get the baser. What's going on? No, the baser didn't matter that the mizbeach didn't get the baser. The kohen get the or anyway. Omer Rebbe Chanina Tzkana Kohanim. I could tell you I never heard of such a thing. Miyomai lo raiti or shiyotim lebet asrifah. I never heard this. This is the first Mishnah that I've heard. Once or is mufshat, I never.